Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. And as always, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. God is good. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. And praise God. It is Wednesday. Today is Wednesday, and we are, you know, God is good and worthy to be praised. And I'm just going to be totally honest with you and let you know that I was so absorbed in doing what I was doing for the Lord. You know, the Lord has me doing so many different things, just so many different things. And I was just penning a note to a dear friend of mine, Apostle Tillery, over in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and I just got totally absorbed in what I was doing, and then I looked at the clock, and I was like, oh my God, it is time for today's radio ministry, and I quickly called the number, so just bear with me, and know that when God has a great work for you to do, that He will give you the means and He will give you the wherewithal to get everything done. Do not panic. Do not get caught up on perfection. Do not get caught up on appearances. Dare to be who God has created you to be. And I know that's a word for someone out there today, because I know that I'm not coming to talk about that on today. I came to talk about money matters in the kingdom. But God had what happened. What happened so that you could hear that He wants you to dare to be who He has created you to be. Amen. Dare to be who God has created you to be. And just know beyond a shadow of a doubt that He created you to be magnificent, powerful. He created you to be glorious, and that He has a great plan for your life. Too many of us are trying to operate under the pretense. Too many of us are trying to be something or somebody that we are not. And that takes a whole lot of energy. It takes a whole lot of effort to be someone that you're not. So I want to encourage you to be free. Be free to be who God has created you to be. Don't get caught up on being hung up on trying to operate out of a false anointing, out of doing stuff out of what you think people want you to do. It's not about what people want you to do. It's about what God wants you to do. And I just want to encourage you to just do what God tells you to do. Amen. I want to encourage you to be on target. Be on target. And do what the Lord called you to do. Amen. And do it in the freedom of who you are. Do it in the freedom of who you are. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to work that hard. You know, that's a lot of work. I already said it. It's a lot of work when you have to pretend. And you don't have to pretend. All that you have to do is admit your weaknesses, admit your faults, and then God will take over from there. And I'm amazed at how often God just comes in to take over in every area of my life when I just give it to Him, when I just give it to Him. So that's the word for you on today, and your privilege, because that's not the topic today. The topic is money and prosperity in the Word of God. So today I'll be talking to you about money and prosperity in the Word of God. Amen. And where does that all fit in as far as you're concerned? How does that fit into your life? And I believe that I have a special guest today, and I'm getting into my going to go into the green room, and I heard someone say that last night, and I thought it was so cute, the green room, to see if my guest has arrived, and my guest has not arrived. So we're going to just continue to move forward. Amen. Amen. We're going to continue to move forward in prayer. In prayer, let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I just pray. praise you on today for who you are and everything that you've done in my life. I'm grateful. I am so grateful for the opportunity to be able to come and minister to your people. I thank you for entrusting me with this task. And also, Lord, thank you for allowing me to be free to be who you have created me to be. So, Lord, I praise your name and I worship you right now, even as I go forward into this next 25 minutes of power in the Word. I ask that you be glorified. Let your glory shine on this ministry program. Let your glory shine on the lives of those who will tune in to listen. Give us wisdom in the area of our finances, and we will continue, Lord, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. So I lift up every listener and ask that you prosper them, in their lives, in their hearts, in their relationships, in their peace, in their joy, in their finances, that you will prosper them in their relationship with you, and that they will be able to say that they are victorious in every area of their lives. So I give the listeners to you right now and ask that you give us all ears to hear what thus says the Lord. And at the end of this ministry program, we will be sure to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I lift this prayer up to you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, thank you for tuning in to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm here to share with you just for a few minutes on prosperity and money in the kingdom of God. And I want you to call me. I want you to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4832. I want you to call in and talk to me about how you have gotten the victory in your life in the area of finances. I want you to call me to ask me any questions that you want to ask about finances in the kingdom of God. And also, I want you to call me to give me any testimony or any scripture that has really been beneficial or been crucial in your life. And the phone line is open again. The number is 646-652-4832. And you can call in. You can call in until 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this Wednesday. Amen and praise God. But let's talk about money. You know, let's talk about money. I'm reminded of an old saying from my childhood, and that saying went something like this. It says, "People sure act funny when they get a little money," and I know that's not scripture, but I told you it was from my childhood, where people would tease each other or tease the other children, because when the other children got some money in their pockets, they would begin to act like stuck up and act like they didn't need anybody or that they didn't want to be bothered with anybody. So we would tease each other. We would tease those children. When you know when somebody has some money, because we would tease them and say, "People sure act funny when they get a little money." And before I go to expound on that, I'm going to introduce my guest, my honored guest, who is a person that is very important in my life. This is my partner in ministry, and it is also my partner for life. This is my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons. I want to welcome you to Power in the Word.
Thank you. It's a pleasure, privilege, and honor to be with you on today. And that was a mighty introduction. Wow.
Well, you deserve it. You deserve it, baby. You are a man of God, and I always tell our congregation on Sunday mornings, when I have the honor of introducing you, that you are a man of integrity and that you're the same in the pulpit and outside of the pulpit. You're the same in private and in public. So I think God said, "I will exalt you in the public places when you humble yourself in private." And you do that. You live with me, so I'm not that easy to live with all of the time. Although the Lord has taken me from his glory to his glory, and I know that I've gotten better over the years, and I know you will not agree with me because I know that you think I'm wonderful.
Amen. Yes, I do. Absolutely. The Bible reminds us that he or she who is in Christ is a new creation. The old has gone and new has come.
Yes.
And it's just ironic and amazing. You're talking about finances and money as far as good stewards, how we're supposed to conduct ourselves as Christians and as believers in this area of money and finances.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing how God has, as you talked about my being the same in the pulpit and out of the pulpit, God has also transformed my thinking in this area of money.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, you and I have seen blessings, not just in our bank account and the opportunities that has allowed itself to come before us, but we also have such an optimistic, hopeful view of our future.
Amen.
Because we know that God's word will not come back to him void, and he says that everything that we do shall prosper.
Amen.
And if I can chime in here, I know you had a thought to share, to talk about those who had money as children would boast and brag. So I'm going to let you finish that thought, but I did have a thought when it came to this area of money.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when it comes to that, I know that tithing is a command of God, and we are to tithe. We are to get 10% of our income.
Mm-hmm.
And at our church, we teach the 10-10-80. Give God his 10, live off of 80, and save 10%. And also offerings and other things come as a result of that. Because as we give, we are truly blessed.
Amen.
But I believe that, Pastor, you probably will agree with me, is that it says everything that you do shall prosper.
Amen.
I think some of us make the mistake of giving a 10% in tithing and believing that the miracle is just going to happen, like God's going to be a genie or something. But the work that we do and the faith and belief that we have in what we're trying to do will prosper, because that's God's word. Once we tithe, once we try to live according to his word, the thing that we do will prosper in due season.
Amen.
And also, God will give us the wisdom as far as budgeting and spending and our day in and day out, week in and week out livelihood and lifestyle. God will also give us wisdom in that area so that we won't create any hardships that can be avoided.
Amen. Amen. And that's some powerful ministry right there, because it's basically the book of Psalms, which is one of my favorite scriptures. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 is the psalm that you were talking about, Pastor Anthony. And I know that you know that. I'm just saying that for the benefit of the listener. Pastor Anthony was talking about Psalm chapter 1, starting with verse 1, said, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers." Amen. Amen. And that is included in the area of your finances, because a lot of people, and you talked about the tithe, and the tithe is a part of the word of God, where God has instructed us and commanded us to bring the tithe, bring the 10% to the storehouse, bring the tithe
yes.
to the storehouse. And he has also given us a blessing that is associated with the tithe, that he will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. So much that we can't even receive it, that he will
Amen.
Bless us.
Yes,
he will bless us as a result of giving. And then there are other scriptures on giving, that if you give, it will be given back to you. Pressed down,
yes.
taken together, overflowing. And we love that. We love that. But you said something that was very important. You mentioned the fact that we do have to go out and do some work. Amen.
Yes.
In order to prosper, because in order for that to take effect, we have to be doing something. And that lines up with faith without works is dead. If you believe this, then what you want to do is just go out there and do something and be about the business of doing something to gain wealth. Amen. And not working as unto man or for your own benefit, because we have to keep things in perspective.
Yes.
But God has told, and we have to realize that God has told us that he has given us the ability to get wealth. He has given us the power to get wealth. But Pastor's amazing because also he goes on to say that we are not to chase after wealth, and we're not to chase after money, and we're not
absolutely
to chase after material things. So where does it balance out?
Well, that is so true because, again, as you talked about that childhood and, you know, kind of tease and playful type of, you know, I got one up on you. Sometimes we do that even as adults and even in the world in which we live. We just have to realize we're living in a competitive age where sometimes you almost look around you and you see people driving new cars and getting custom-built homes and excelling with great portfolios and moving up that corporate ladder, and we feel as though sometimes we're missing the marker. What are we doing wrong? Sometimes we're not doing anything wrong. We just got to wait on our season.
Mm.
And then there are other times we do have to reevaluate and look at our situations and say, I need to become wiser in this area of money.
Yes.
You know, why am I missing it? Why are certain pastors or certain choice people who God seems to be pouring out his blessing upon? Trust me, God is no respecter of persons.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I, we have so many things on the table. We have a publishing company. Now we have a new book that's in our hand, and we know that God is going to just do so many things with the things that we have our hand in. And I'm sure some of our listeners have stepped out by faith and went out there to do something.
Yes.
And I want to encourage them that God will honor his word.
Amen.
He will keep his word. I was reading something today, as a matter of fact, from T.D. Jakes, and he simply said that it's the faith that's going to make the difference.
Amen.
It is the faith and believing what we're trying to do that's going to make the difference.
And I'm going to add to that, that is the obedience that's key.
Yes.
It's the obedience that's key because that's what this psalm is talking about. This psalm is saying that your blessing comes in not walking in the counsel of the wicked,
yes,
taking the advice from the wrong people and following the example of the wrong people. Your blessing comes from not standing in the way of sinners, not keeping company with the wrong people, because bad company does corrupt good character.
Absolutely.
Your blessing comes in your delight of the law of the Lord and meditating on that word and having that word in you. Amen. I believe that the word of God being planted in you, the seed of the word manifests the harvest, which
Amen.
Is the blessing of prosperity. See, prosperity is just amazing because God laid it out for us in Deuteronomy, right, Pastor Anthony, when he talked about the blessings.
Yes, he does. He talks about blessings and curses, and even in the beginning, I mean, the first several books of the Bible really emphasize in this area of how we're blessed and how we stay blessed.
Yes.
And he time and time again emphasized to the children of Israel and those who he have chosen to just obey.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it comes simply down to that, Pastor Rebecca, is the simple principle of obeying.
That's right.
The other laws are natural laws set in motion by God in the earth, and they will work.
Amen.
What you reap, you sow. And I thank God for even our parents who are natural givers. Pastor, your mother and my mother have given most of their lives, and you and I were sort of doomed in this area of giving. But as a result of that, we have been blessed. You know, we are givers, and I thank God that sometimes as we look at what we give sometimes and we look at each other and say, wow, God has been good to us, he has put stuff in our hands to give.
That's right.
To help.
That's
you know,
right.
To allow our things to last, just like the sandals on the feet of those who went into the desert. He
yes.
did not allow their shoes to wear out.
My God, for 40 years.
Yeah, sometimes
that's a
people,
good pair of shoes.
Amen. They look at our vehicles and try to keep up with the Joneses, getting a new car every 5 or 10 years, and God will keep our automobiles running until he's ready to prosper us with something new, and he'll keep our house together until he's ready to bless us with our dream home.
Amen.
And I really believe that he'll allow our kids to go to college. We won't be living in shelters or on the street. If we just obey and do what God is telling us to do, I know this word will work for everybody.
Amen, and praise the Lord. And then we have to think about our motives. It said you ask and you do not have, you do not receive. Because first it said you don't have because you don't receive. So,
yes.
I mean, we have to know that we have to ask God to bless the work of our hands. We have to ask God. We have to commit our plans to God. He said, the Bible says when we commit our plans to the Lord, that we will prosper. And what we do, And then we have to, once we ask God, we have to make sure that we have the right motives. We have to make sure that the reason that we want what we want is not to keep up with the Joneses. It's not to have a new car just to show off. And we have to make sure that our hearts are pure, that we're not going to act funny. God says, I don't even know if I can bless you, but I want you to remember who I am, lest you forget that it was I who gave you the ability to get wealth. And that's what I was talking about when I introduced my remembering. The Lord brought it to my remembrance, that saying from childhood that people sure act funny when they get a little money, because sometimes people will get money, they will beg God to bless them. They will work hard to make the money. They will do what they need to do until they get the money, and then they will turn their backs on God and walk away from the church with the money. Amen. So they're not sowing back into the kingdom of God. And
that's right there. Amen. I don't mean to cut you off, but it's right there in Deuteronomy 8. You're absolutely right with your sort of paraphrasing. He said, lest you forget, it is the Lord that has given you power to get wealth.
Yeah.
And God even knew that we would have a lapse of memory, how we got the wealth in the first place.
Yeah, because, you know, it gets real comfortable. Look, you don't feel as desperate for God. You don't feel as much of a need for God if you have a surplus of finances.
Amen.
That's why God doesn't bless us. That some people, you would bless, just because you don't have it in your hands does not mean that God hasn't provided it. It's just God's being your... He's being your banker. He's being your banker. He says, I'm going to hold on to this for you.
Gradually giving us blessings.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on to this for you, because God is saying to somebody out there that I know if I release everything that I have for you right now during this season that you're in your life, you couldn't handle it.
Wow.
And you would walk away from me. And God says, I love you too much to overwhelm you, to give you more than you can handle.
Amen. Amen.
And allow you to walk away from me and miss the totality of what I have in store for you.
And we have a loving God, and you're absolutely right. That's why God says, those who are faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler and faithful over many.
Amen.
He's wanting to see how we're going to handle what we have in our hands today.
That's right. That's right. And speaking of houses,
more responsibility.
Amen. And speaking of houses and speaking of cars, and again, you're listening to Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and you're listening to Power in the Word. We're talking about prosperity and finances in the kingdom of God and how God has everything for you. He owns everything, and he wants to bless you. And you can call in. We have another 7 or 8 minutes here on the ministry program. The number is 646-652-4832. So you can call in for the next 3 minutes and chime in on this conversation if you like. But speaking of blessings, speaking of houses and cars, you know, I'm privileged to have a house. I'm privileged. Pastor Anthony, we're privileged to have 2 cars that are paid for. Amen.
That's right. And they're assets.
And they're
not liabilities.
Amen. And they're 10 years old, and they're fine-looking cars, not all dented up with the paint, not with the paint all peeling off. They're fine cars, and they're good, sturdy vehicles that get us where we need to go, everywhere that we need to go. Amen. So I'm counting my blessings there. And, you know, I mean, everybody has a dream car, dream house, and we have a beautiful home with peace, peace in our home. When you come into our church, there's peace in our church. And when you come into our home, there's peace in our home.
Amen.
And I wouldn't trade that for silver or gold, Pastor Anthony.
Yeah, because I think the mistake, if we look at the world, we would think that money was the answer to everything.
Yes.
And sometimes it's the richest people in this land that has the most trouble.
Yes.
You know, they don't have peace, and
well,
you look at them all over, placard all over television, and you see that they have sometimes more problems than most.
That's right.
But before we close off this show, I wanted you to share some thoughts on how important is it for us to not allow other people to influence our lives to a degree that will allow us to miss our blessings.
Amen. How are you gonna...
I mean, that person that know God has dropped something in their spirit and know it's a revelation from God, how they can have increase, how they can have prosperity and wealth, or even that person that allows you to spend a lot of your time and emotions on whether they're doing the right thing or not by you.
That's right.
Or pouring in the negativity, saying that, you know, no way you can run a dry cleaners or own your own business or do something independent outside of whatever.
And that's a great question. How are you going to come on my program and interview me? Okay, but
no,
anyway.
I wanted you to share, because I really had that in my spirit today, is that so many people allow other people to stop them from their blessing.
And that's the mentality. That's the grasshopper mentality mixed in with the crabs in the barrel mentality. Okay, because the grasshopper mentality is that, you know, the people of Israelite, the Israelites were, they were greatly influenced by what they thought other people thought about them. You know, because they said we were like grasshoppers in their sight and also in our sight.
Amen.
So what happens is nobody ever said anything to them. It was just their perception of what they thought other people perceived of them that counted them out of receiving the total blessing that God had in store for them. And we have to really, really watch the traps of the enemy that are taking place in the mind, because the enemy will come against your mind to try to make you believe that other people are believing certain things about you that may not even be true, because people have not opened their mouths to say anything. But then you have the crabs in the barrel mentality, where you have people that are looking at you, stepping out on faith, going towards your dream of being prosperous, which is successful in everything that you do, of having total prosperity and total financial security. And they see you stepping out on faith, and they're not there. They haven't arrived, nor do they have the courage or the wisdom or the wherewithal to want to get out of the barrel themselves. So what they're going to do is, when they see you trying to get out of the barrel, they're going to grab a hold of you and hold you back. And they do this by the negative report, by telling you what you can't do, what you shouldn't do, what they wouldn't do if they were you. But guess what? They're not you. They're not you, and they don't have the plan.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. God didn't give them the plan. He didn't give them the vision. He didn't give them the wisdom. It's not their season. It's your season.
Jesus.
God gave you the vision. He gave you the plan. He gave you the wisdom. And I'll tell you one thing. He gave you the command. He gave you the command. I heard prophetess Bonita Bynum say this today. God did not ask you to do anything. When God drops something in your spirit and tells you to do something, it's not God saying, will you do this? It's God saying, do this.
Amen.
He's giving you a command. Amen. And you.
What a wonderful way of putting God's word.
Amen. And it would do you well. It would do you well. It would serve you well to obey God for your benefit.
God.
For your benefit. It would do you well to just do what God has told you to do. And Pastor Amity, I say this a lot. God is not trying to take anything from you. He's trying to get some stuff to you. Amen.
Amen.
He's trying to remove the junk, remove the garbage, remove the negative mindset, and get something powerful to you. He's trying to get the finances to you. He wants you to get to the point where you're mature enough to handle the blessings that he wants to get to you. God has an overflow, and I thought about our friend Apostle Tillery. When I thought about this, he has an overflow, an overwhelmingly amount of blessings that he wants to get to you, exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can think, ask, or imagine. God
Amen.
Wants to get that to you, but he wants you to get some stuff right in your life so that you can be able to receive it. And you pulled that out of me. The Lord pulled that out of me prophetically for somebody, Pastor Emily. It was on your spirit, because God wanted you to speak into the life of somebody out there to say to God that he
has. And if we have a listener today, I hope they are hearing you clearly.
Amen.
You know, don't let anyone, any institution or any even past, there's sometimes the voice of the past
Amen.
Is a resounding voice in our head today. And God wants to change our thinking.
Amen.
You know, you may have felt that so many things in life and you know, define yourself as a failure, but you're not a failure. Yesterday did end last night.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Move on to the next phase in your life and go ahead and receive all that God has for you.
And get rid of that grasshopper mentality, thinking less of yourself than God has declared over your life. God says, I have a great plan for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. He says, my plans for you are greater than your plans. My thoughts are greater than your thoughts. So it doesn't care. Right now, it doesn't even matter what your mind is thinking about yourself.
Go ahead.
Get the mind of Christ and begin to think about yourself, what God thinks about you. Amen.
My God, that's
Amen.
Powerful.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise his name.
You're better than that. You're better than anything that you can think, ask, or imagine. And God has more in store for you than you can begin to even desire.
Yes.
Is that powerful? Is that powerful? Pastor Anthony, we're at the end of this, at the ministry program. Do you have any final words of exhortation for our listeners?
I just really want us to come into the mindset again as Christ in this area of money. It's talked about a lot in the Bible because it is important. It is the finances that he gives us in the earth today that's going to make his covenant manifest in the earth. So become a good steward of his word and the things that he put in our hands, and God will get all the glory out of all of our lives.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I just feel led to have you close us out in prayer just for a couple of minutes to just speak. Just close us out in prayer.
Heavenly Father, your Son, Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, for even as this conversation went forward, Father God, in the area of finances and becoming a good steward, Father God, even as our people who have listened in on this conversation have even already made up in their minds that they're going to have all that God has for them. Father God, give them the boldness and the courage and the kind of zeal that they're going to need against the opposition of this world and against the opposition, and Father God, that's trying to prevent them from having the blessings that you want to pour out from heaven, even into their lives and our lives. So, Father God, I thank you as we rebuke the hand of the enemy that you allow our minds to be open and objective to the mind of Christ. You allow opportunities and, Father God, chances to come along our path that we may capture them, Father God, and maximize the moment. And Father God, you shall allow the prosperity and us to be planted as trees by living streams of water, and everything that we do shall prosper. So I thank you for the abundance. I thank you that you will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can even imagine or think. But Father God, allow us even today to be obedient to your word and allow us to master sin before sin can even master us and be free, free indeed, even in this area of finances. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
So I thank you for every believer that would listen to this show and go to new heights when it comes to paying their mortgages and their rents and stepping out on business ideas and ventures, knowing that you are behind them. If God be for us, who can be against us?
Mm.
So in the name of Jesus, we are all together standing collectively on your word, and we shall be like the first church where you will add daily to our lives, even in this area of finances. So, Father God, I thank you for Pastor Rebecca as she go forward with this show, and how, Father God, thanking you that she has allowed you to use her in a mighty way as she minister the gospel across these internet airways and allow your people to be edified, educated, and encouraged and equipped to become all that they can in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, honey. Thank you so much for being with me on today. It's always a blessing to have you here.
Amen. To God be the glory. I'll talk to you soon.
And you, listener, just know that God has a great plan for you. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember, my brother, remember, my sister, that God loves you. And so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.